Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County sees population growth amid statewide shifts. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County was one of just 11 Wyoming counties to see a population growth in the past year, according to the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division. The county's population grew by 0.9% between July 2023 and July 2024, making it one of the fastest growing in the state. County 17 reported Wyoming's overall population reached nearly 588,000, a modest 0.4% increase, well below the national growth rate of 1%. Growth was concentrated in counties like Albany, Crook, and Sheridan, while many rural counties, including Washakie and Niobrara, saw declines. Economists cite two key factors in population shifts: natural change, births versus deaths, and net migration. Wyoming saw a small natural increase, with births slightly outpacing deaths, but aging demographics continue to slow growth. Net migration trends have reversed after years of population loss during an energy downturn. More people are now moving into Wyoming, driven by lower living costs and job opportunities. However, some counties like Teton and Converse still experienced out-migration. Experts say the energy sector and post-pandemic relocations are shaping Wyoming's population future. Gillette's curbside yard waste program resumes March 31st. With spring just around the corner, Gillette's curbside yard waste program is set to resume on March 31st. According to the City of Gillette Facebook page, the optional service available to residential utility customers provides convenient curbside collection of yard debris for just $9.60 per month. The program runs for 8 months from April through November, helping residents dispose of grass clippings, leaves, and small branches in an eco-friendly manner. To sign up or learn more, residents can contact customer service at 686-5206 or visit gillettewy.gov. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.